Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Film Haven Reviews. I'm your host Sawyer, as always, and today we are finishing up our theme that keeps changing every time we do an episode. Allie's here again.
Hey.
So, yeah, so the first movie we had Bodies, 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 and the theme is like, it was like modern murder mystery, but then it changed to just like modern murder with Sissy. And then this movie was supposed to be a horror movie, but it's like not a horror movie. But at the same time, it like weirdly fits really well with the theme, kind of this theme that I have still had a hard time identifying or at least putting a name to. But there is a lot, like this movie has a lot to do with paranoia, which with Bodies, 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 that was the whole thing. Sissy was like a bit of a departure from like pure paranoia, but like there was, as me and Allie were just talking, and like it's kind of like the reality is being warped by social media or just like modern times. As many people know, living in today's society, it sometimes feels like nothing's real a little bit, like everything's a little bit surreal, like simulation theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, simulation theory has never felt so poignant. So yeah, the movie that we're talking about this week is a movie called All My Friends Hate Me from 2022, and in pure IMDb style, it says it's from 2021, and then when you look at the release date, it says it's 2022. I think it's because it's British, so it came out in 2021 in the UK, and then 2022 in America. So, just like the last two episodes, we are going to be doing the same theme of talking about the synopsis of the film, and then this movie also, just like with the other movies, has kind of like a twist to it in a way, or something that you kind of need to know in order to really talk about it. It's very similar to Bodies, 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 actually, just not in like a that no one's getting murdered, but you do like kind of want to die watching it because it's so awkward and the social situations are so horrifying. But we will get to that in a moment. So anyway, so the synopsis. The movie follows Pete. He's this guy who works at a refugee camp. He's like this super like kind of humanitarian kind of guy, very serious job. And he gets invited by a bunch of old college friends to go to this kind of like, it's his birthday. So they want to throw him this like kind of birthday weekend and they're going to celebrate him. And none of them have really seen each other. Most of them haven't seen each other for like 10 years almost. It's like been almost a decade. And so it's been a long time. And he remembers the old days. He told his girlfriend, you know, I used to be like the wild, like party guy. They used to call me like some name, like the Capitan or like Captain or something like that. And so he is going out into the country and they're throwing the party at his friend George's house. And it's really George's parents' house. But it's super fancy. And like, it was a weird trip over there. We don't get into the details of the stuff that happened. But once he gets to the house, there's no one there. And he sits there for like hours. And then his friends come in. And they're acting like nothing was wrong. And he's kind of like, dude, like he's already a little like off put. And then at some point they bring this guy out named Harry who comes in with the goose. And he's like, he's being the fun, wild guy. And you can tell immediately that Pete is kind of already being off put by him being like, I don't know this guy. He's kind of maybe filling my old role that I used to have in the friend group. So I'm immediately maybe jealous or a little something's going on there. And the movie just starts like immediately kind of falling off the wheels socially. Like everyone's acting like a little weird. They're all kind of like being a little rude to him in weird, like off-put ways. And Pete is really like struggling with it. Like he keeps thinking like, what's going on? Like he keeps waiting for them to be like, ah, we're just messing with you. Like, and be normal. But yeah, as the movie unfolds, that kind of feeling doesn't go away and it only kind of gets worse, and he starts to feel like there's maybe like this whole conspiracy against him and that maybe all of his friends hate him like the title suggests, or that they're like trying to like create like a living hell for him during this like birthday weekend. Like they're supposed to be about him and yet somehow he kind of feels like the odd man out. So yeah, that's the synopsis, and it, you know, we won't tell you if you haven't seen it what it ends up being, but if you think that sounds like a movie that you would like, I believe it is on Hulu. So yeah, it's on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you can just check it out for free. And I would kind of suggest it. I don't know. If you're someone who feels really awkward with like socially awkward kind of movies and like makes you want to crawl into a hole and die, then maybe don't watch it. I know that we haven't really gotten to our scores yet, but you know, I like to do the scores at weird times. I'm probably only going to give it like a 7 out of 10, even though I think it was a really smart and clever movie. I feel like for some people it might be like a higher, like 8 or something like that, because it is like a really smart movie. But the experience of watching it was honestly like just stressful.
For me, I give it probably like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's stressful. If anything, I wish it was a little more stressful to me. Yeah. Well, it was just like really slow.
It was slow.
And it's not a horror movie. Like it's like a personal horror, like having like being in a social setting and feeling like the odd man out. Like I feel like everyone's experienced that and it's not a good feeling.
No.
And I feel like this movie does a good job of capturing it.
Like a perfect job of
capturing
it.
But it's not, I'm not like, oh my gosh, like scared. There wasn't anything really horror about it.
There were like maybe a couple of moments where you felt like that character Harry was going to like actually kill him. There were like, remember that part where he brings the axe out and he's like chasing him down the hill? But yeah. Even then I kind of was like, something's up, you know, like.
Yeah, there's that scene where there's like a death, like the goose that he brought in at the beginning. They find it like chopped up or something in the woods. And he's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And I mean, it is kind of like this, that character, what's his name again?
Which one, Pete or Harry?
Harry. Yeah, Harry is like, he's like weird, but yeah, are we at the point where we do spoilers or?
Oh yeah. Sorry. So if you like this movie, if you like the idea of this movie, go watch it on Hulu and then pause the show and then come back. And if you don't care, then keep listening, because now we're going to kind of talk about it freely with all the mystery taken out of it.
Yeah, so it like turns out that Harry the whole time is a surprise from his friends. There were another guy that they all hung out with in college, like in the party scene.
Yeah, he was like a loser guy that they had, and they would bring him on as like a joke. Like they would bring him to the house party to like make him do weird stuff, because he was like, you know, like I remember guys like, and I remember in like in high school, there's always like that guy that would like do anything for like $5, you know, be like, I'll mix up all my food and eat like a weird concoction for like, if you give me $1. And you're like, dude, I feel like you would do this even if I didn't give you any money.
Yeah. So Pete, the main character, the whole time is like having a panic attack because he feels like Harry is making notes about him. And it's like there to ruin his time, to ruin all his relationships. And it turns out that he is making notes on Pete the whole time, but it's for the ending, like the finale of the party where they bring out a comedic. Is that the right word to say it?
Yeah. It's like they bring out like a comedy guy, like a guy who like almost like a dunce who's supposed to be playing like Pete, but he's fake. And so he needed all the like the little info updates on his life. And so Harry had been writing notes to kind of like find material for that, this little like fake guy to like kind of make fun of Pete, but like in a lighthearted way. And so whenever the guy came up, he was supposed to look like Pete. And then he was going to like kind of use those little tidbits of information against him, but like in a funny way, like a roast, and not like in a way that they were going to like kill him or something or ruin his life.
Yeah. So Harry was not there to kill Pete at all or like ruin anything. If anything, he was like there to kind of enrich the setting.
Yeah. He was like making it better.
But Pete like the whole time just saw him as a threat.
Right.
It didn't help that he was being chased down the hill at one point with an axe.
Yeah, that didn't help. It definitely was like kind of, it was half and half in a way. Like his friends really were trying to kind of mess with him, but they were trying to do it in a lighthearted way. And Pete just like could not take it. Like he couldn't take a joke. And that was like the whole, it's funny because even up to like pretty much the very end of the movie, you're still just like, what was that? And like, what's going on? And his Pete's girlfriend, they're like driving home and Pete's feeling really bad. And because he like, it even ruined, like he came out that he was going to ask her to marry him. And then so he's like, but he like outed himself at the end because he worked himself up in his head so much that they were out to get him to like reveal secrets from him, that he eventually just told a secret from his childhood where he like induced someone to commit suicide as a 14-year-old, and he felt horrible about it, and he thought that that was what the guy was outing him about, but really they were never going to do that, so he just outed himself. So anyway, he thinks that everyone thinks he's some horrible guy, and so he's riding in the car with his girlfriend, and he's sitting there all mopey and stuff like that, and then he says to her, So I totally understand if you don't want to marry me anymore or even be with me anymore. And she's like,
I don't.
And it's so awkward. And like, you think that she's being real. And there's like a long beat. And then she's like,
I'm just kidding. I will totally marry you. You can't take a joke.
And that was like the whole premise of the movie. Yeah. Was that Pete was taking himself too seriously and just couldn't take a joke. He just like, and if you look back, like, I remember thinking like, they're being kind of rude, but he's also like being really stiff. You know, he's really just not like, he's taking everything so seriously, and he's taking offense to every little thing that's happening. And I guess the whole point is that because it started him off on the wrong foot, and he didn't understand what this hairy guy was about, and he has like just anxiety. Like, there's a whole point with his like meds.
Yeah, he has, but they're not like actual anxiety meds. They're like holistic.
It's like chamomile tea put in like a little pellet or something like that.
So that has no actual effect on your, like, it's not like Prozac or Lexapro.
But it is something like he's like having basically these anxiety attacks during this friend gathering, and it's making him think that things are happening that aren't happening. And it makes sense. And I feel like the whole point is to kind of give you that feeling of, you know, a couple things. One, like going back and seeing old friends, and like you've had so much life in between, and you just feel like you're not jiving anymore, or like you think they haven't, like he at one point he feels like they just haven't grown up, and then at some point they flip it back on him and they're like, no man, you're the one who's changed. And it's like maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, like it goes back to the other, it's similar to the other movies where it's like, you know, these people don't really mesh anymore, but they're still trying to make it work because they have all this history together, but they're obviously all on different wavelengths. Like, exactly. One pair is married, but they're still trying to be like young, even though they're not really young.
Exactly.
And they're still, and then there's one guy that like at the beginning he's like, he's really handsome, he looks really accomplished, but then by the end of the movie, I mean, he's just like a wreck, like hasn't slept at all.
Yeah, he's been going on a coke bender all weekend.
The whole weekend is like shooting things in the air, like he's not well.
He is like going off the rails, and that's not helping either, because like his buddy is like just losing it on top of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I love what you said about bringing that into the other movies, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies and Sissy, because all of them are about like seeing old friends. Like that is like, that's what we're going to call the theme. Seeing old friends.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, there you go. Well, and then there's also like the awkwardness of like, well, he's introducing his girlfriend to the group, and it doesn't help that there's a girl in the group that was like, they have a history where they were very romantically involved.
Right.
Like very romantically involved.
They were like hooking up before he met his future girlfriend, but like right before.
Yeah. And but I also do like need to point out that this girl was very much like obsessed with Pete, and like did not do very well when they like ended things and he moved on. And so there's that kind of layer too, that like obviously I think Pete's a little bit of a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And so he's like trying to like mend to everybody's expectations of him while also trying to be himself. And then like his girlfriend comes into the circle and she's meshing super well with everybody.
So easy.
And then he kind of feels like nervous that people are like hitting on her. At one point he thinks that Harry's hitting on her, and then like,
and then he thinks that Harry is telling her about him hooking up with the other girl, Claire. But in reality, he just forgot that he already told her that they hooked up.
Such
and they
a
were
Sawyer
cool with
move.
It.
That's so something that you would do.
Yeah, I am a bit of a people pleaser. So I think I did identify with Pete a little bit, honestly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Maybe that's why it was so hard for me to watch, was because he just kind of like, I don't know, that socially awkwardness, or trying to, I think you said it really well. He's trying to fit himself into the friend group again because it's been a long time. So he's trying to meet everybody's expectations. Yet everyone is trying to actively kind of subvert his expectations because they have all these plans for him. And so it's like the worst of both worlds. It's like this like perfect storm of intentions that are like clashing. And so he is just like face planning in every social situation that is occurring, and it is so hard to watch. It reminds me a little bit of like Uncut Gems, like how like any of the Safdie brother movies, like they're just so stressful to watch. And like, yes, Uncut Gems is like a great movie technically, but I don't ever want to see that movie again because it's just so stressful. And I'd probably say that about this movie too. It's just like, and, it's, and like you said too, it's a little slow. So like, while I appreciate the concepts, like obviously there's so much that you could talk about as we were talking about it now with these like kind of social implications, but it's like, it's slow and it's hard to watch. And I don't know.
Yeah, like it's awkward, but it's so funny that you say that you relate to Pete, because I felt like if I was any of the characters, I would be like the girlfriend.
Oh my god,
isn't that funny? That is really funny. Actually, yeah, I'd be like the girlfriend where I feel like I can kind of like I can adjust to the people pleasing people, and then I can also adjust to the people that are like really dark, sarcastic humor. Like I feel like whenever I'm with like my closest friends and like the people I'm closest to in my life, like I'm usually seen as being a very bubbly person, and I am, but like when I'm with my really close friends, like I love the dark humor, I love sarcasm, and I would say I would describe myself as being that way. So I like the joke at the end where the girlfriend's like, no, like I wouldn't marry you, like Sawyer can.
That is totally that is something I would do. I know there was something that I would do, but that is totally something you would do, is you would mess with me like that and be like, no, of course I won't marry you.
Because like, I don't know, like I'm not being serious, and I get that sense of humor that the friends were doing, and I like appreciate that sense of humor. So yeah,
that totally makes sense. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, when I was like in high school, like my friend group, they used to love to troll me. They used to love to kind of like push my buttons and like make fun of me a little bit, like not like make fun of my personhood or something like that, but like say things that they knew was going to like rile me up, you know? And yeah, it's just like that same kind of humor that they use in this movie. And it used to just make me so upset, 'cause like I'm trying to be like, no, that's not what I meant. I meant like this. And they're pushing that. And it really does cause a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I totally understand Pete's character, even if I also feel like Pete was taking things a little too seriously. I guess maybe I can do that too myself. So I can relate with that. So that's really interesting. I do appreciate this movie, but I just don't think I would ever watch it again because it was just so hard to watch. But I guess maybe it was because I was like looking into a mirror or something like
that. Yeah, for me, it wasn't really that hard to watch. I was just more like the whole time I was like, okay, so like what's the twist? Is there some type of like time leap or something? Like I was really expecting there to be like Harry really was just like this crazy psychopath the whole time. But it was just he couldn't take a joke. So I honestly wasn't really stressed out.
I guess it was a little anticlimactic in that sense from your perspective, because like, it did, like, and that's one of the things that I feel like the story structure of the movie was really well done in that sense, because the whole movie you're kind of waiting to see what is it, like what's going on exactly, because there's all this, you're kind of only going through Pete's perspective, and through Pete's perspective he's super paranoid, and just like Bodies, like the twist is that he is just paranoid, and just like, and so in Bodies, their paranoia killed everybody. That was the whodunit. That was the person who was killing, was no one. It was themselves, because they were paranoid. All the problems that he is facing, all the quote unquote horror that he is facing in this movie is caused by himself, because he is just so paranoid about what everyone else is thinking or feeling or doing. And and he can't take a joke.
He can't take a joke.
So I think honestly, because I had to kind of shop around for the right movie to finish off this theme, obviously, because Soft and Quiet is not a movie that we need to be doing for this theme.
Oh gosh.
And so this is the first time I've had to kind of like make the theme as I go in a bit, and this movie ended up being kind of perfect. And for those of you that don't like blood and guts kind of horror, this isn't a horror movie, it's a drama really. But it is kind of billed as a horror movie, and I think it's because it's like a social horror movie. It is like, for certain people like me, it was like a horrifying story, like a horrifying scenario to be in. If you put yourself in his position, it is horror in a way, but it's not really a horrifying movie. So if you liked maybe the idea of some of these other two movies, but you don't want to see any blood and guts or anything like that, then All My Friends Hate Me is like the perfect movie for you. So I really do like, I think this was a fun theme. I think it was kind of, even though it's hard to pin down, I think that there was like some important through lines maybe in like the social commentary. Maybe not necessarily in this one about like tech, but like the other ones where it was like social media, but there is definitely like a common theme going on within these three movies. Would you say that?
Definitely.
So, yeah. You said So you said 6 out of 10?
Yes. Maybe like a 5.5.
5.5. You're going even lower.
I just, like, I don't know. I feel like if they did classify it, like, if the genre was drama, I would be, like, more okay with it. But they say it's horror, and I'm sorry, but it's just, like, not.
So it's, like, not as advertised
in that way, yeah. It's definitely a drama, a little bit of a dark comedy, which I think it does say that in the genre.
Yeah, dark comedy, I think, would be actually the best way to describe this.
And it is funny. Like, I actually think it's funny. Yeah, there are parts funny that I, like, really appreciate. I really like the dynamics between everybody. I think this is, maybe obviously it's a movie, so it's a little more, like, dramatized. But I do foresee, like, experiences that people go through this with reuniting with old friends. Like, it's awkward. There's the people that are now successful in their job, and the people that still go off in the other room and snort coke. Yeah. Like,
different pathways. People are on different life paths.
So I do think it's, like, relatable on a certain level. Obviously, Sawyer relates to P. I relate to the girlfriend.
Right, yeah. That's so funny.
We're match made in heaven.
But yeah, and I'm looking at the poster right now, and it literally has, like, silhouettes of his friends holding, like, a gun or an axe. Definitely makes you think that it's maybe a horror movie, but then it's not. So I can see that, too, as maybe being something against it, that it advertised itself as, like, a movie that was going to have some horrifying twist, but in reality it was just, like, just some guy who couldn't take a joke. It's a little anticlimactic in that way. I think it's one of the things that kind of makes it brilliant as a movie, like, if you didn't know anything about it going into it. But with the way that it marketed itself, didn't do it itself any favors for that. It kind of sets you up to be a little disappointed. But for me, I think technically it would be higher than a 7 out of 10 for me, because I think it was a really smart movie. But as my experience, 7 out of 10, because... Yeah, I just...
Did you go up?
No, 7, seven was what I gave it. And, you know, we had 2 8 out of 10s for this theme, and then the last one was 7 out of 10, so not bad all around. Well, that's on mine. You went to 5.5, so low on the last end, kind of fell off a little bit. But I still think this movie is worth checking out if it sounded interesting, because it is a little different. There's not a lot of movies that are exactly like this. Very pretty unique. I'd say all three of these movies are pretty unique, even though the first one is like a murder mystery, like the Agatha Christie kind. It does it in such a unique way that kind of makes it fresh. And then Sissy is like a slasher like you've never seen as well. Like, I think that's like a different kind of slasher movie. So that's the good thing about this one too. It's a very unique theme. The movies within it are very different. They're not your run-of-the-mill kind of movies. So also, it's just been fun to have you here as my little special co-host, because it's been nice to be able to just talk about a movie with the kind of the whole movie, not just kind of hinting at stuff, being able to just like explicitly talk about its themes and stuff. I think that's been really fun for me, and I hope you enjoyed it too.
I definitely enjoyed it. I loved all the movies that we watched, and it was such a fun little journey.
Yeah,
I'm so honored that you asked me to be on your podcast.
Well, of course, I love having you on, and of course, well, we'll find some other theme at some point for you to come back on and help me with at another juncture. But that's it for this week. Next theme, I'm doing something maybe a little different. I'm starting maybe a series of themes, not doing them in a row, but I might do, I'll explain it to you. Basically, it's like the theme would be called You Haven't Seen That, which is basically like movies that have like, they're like film school movies or something, you know, movies that people always talk about, that like classics that I've kind of like not embarrassed that I haven't seen, because I'm over that. Like, everyone has got movies that they haven't seen that they should have seen. Like, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I haven't seen The Godfather. Sue me. Okay.
Me neither. And I'm Italian.
Right. So yeah, that's even worse on you.
Yikes.
But yeah, there's a lot of classics that I haven't seen. And for someone who's kind of always been known as like the movie guy, like the fact that I haven't seen some of these movies should be embarrassing, but sometimes it's fun to just be like, all right, let's finally do this, because I've been kind of putting it off. And so next week we're starting a new theme of Ingmar Bergman. I've never seen his name out loud, actually. Ingmar Bergman movies, I think is how you say it. Anyway, it's a famous director. He, like, his most famous movie, The Seventh Seal, is like all over the place. Like, it was in film school. They talked about it all the time. And then it's all over Filmstagram now. You'll see scenes from it all the time. It's very, very classic movie, and I've just never seen it. I haven't seen any of his movies, and I've heard about them like since I've been in film school. So I should have seen these. So And I feel like I've been doing a lot of these like small movies that are like, which is fun. It's been very fun to do that, but I feel like it's time for me to get into a movie that has like, you know,
a fan base.
Yes. And like, and like cultural kind of implications around it, and like a movie, like, you know, a film history kind of movie series. So, we're going to get into that next week. But that's it for this week. And I hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you next Friday.
Bye.